Andre Previn is a musical polymath. He's a composer, conductor, pianist, pedagogue, and he's led most of the world's major orchestras, won Oscars for his movie music, written for Broadway and concert and opera halls, and been knighted by the Queen of England. And that's the short list. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says we can't ignore Andre Previn's jazz chops, especially since Previn has just put out a new album of solo piano jazz.
He started playing jazz as a teenager, having studied classical piano for many young years. In the early 1950s, the bebop that Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, and friends had invented just blew him away when he heard it. By 1954, Previn, age 26, was performing with some of those bebop masters. He remembers Gillespie at the first Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island.
Dizzy always had a remarkable sense of humor, and we were standing around on this lawn of this enormous estate, and the Basie band was on stage really roaring, and people were sitting around in white tuxedos, and they didn't know what was going on. And this nice lady came over. She said, "Well, gentlemen, and what do you think of all this?" And Diz took a look around, and he said, "I think it's the end of tennis."
In 1956, Andre Previn made his own jazz history. Along with drummer Shelly Mann and bass player Leroy Vinegar, he recorded the first jazz version of a Broadway score, My Fair Lady.
When I made it, we didn't know the score, so every time there was time for another tune, we would send out to an all-night sheet music store and get a copy, and then we'd learn it, and then we'd record it. I said to the man who owned the company, Lester Koenig, I said, "You know, this is going to be the most expensive private party record ever made because nobody will buy this."
Previn's My Fair Lady sold a million copies. Now, after decades spent conducting symphony orchestras and composing classical music, Andre Previn has recorded a solo jazz album, his first in 10 years. Don't you miss the bass? Don't you miss the drums?
Or yes. Of course I do, especially when they're good. It's a different kind of playing, you know, it's harmonically a lot freer.
But is there, with a solo piano, the temptation to fill in the spaces, sort of bring along the band, so there's always sound?
Yes, that's dangerous. But that's, Teddy Wilson said, you know, you have to learn what to leave out.
Do you have a problem with that, by the way?
With what?
Keeping quiet.
Oh, no, it's always a great relief.
I hope you're having fun listening to yourself.
I take the fifth.
Fun is not the operative word. Wait a minute. What do you mean?
I have trouble listening to old records of mine.
This is a brand new one, Mr. Previn.
It's old already.
Before he started playing show tunes, he saw them sung at the movies. As a 10-year-old in Los Angeles, he would buy 10-cent tickets at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. By 16, he was working in films, arranging and composing music for some of the great late MGM musicals. In Hollywood, Previn learned about orchestration and writing to scenes. He also learned about anxiety, temperament, and ambition. He wrote a song about that, ambition and big dreams, for the 1965 film Inside Daisy Clover. The tune is called You're Gonna Hear From Me. A few years ago, Barbara Streisand recorded this Previn song.
I'm staking my claim. Remember my name.
The intensity of her singing is so irresistible that, you know, unless you really are geared not to like her, you fall for it. I was very happy that she made that tune. You know, it's flattering when somebody like Barbara calls and says, I want to do this tune of yours.
What might the man who wrote this 1932 classic have to say about Previn's jazz version? In Previn's hands, Night and Day becomes a 3-minute and 50-second meditation on Cole Porter.
I was married to Anna Sophie Mutter when I made this album. Night and Day is her favorite song. And when I sent her the tape, she called up and she said, my God, who could tell that it's Night and Day? She said, when you come home, will you play it for me straight once? And I said, yes, of course, dear.
Andre Previn, you're really turning this into something that's almost symphonic.
I mean, I like that. That's the first one you've played that I really like.
Right. Are you always so self-critical, though?
Yes, always. Yes, I very rarely do anything I really like.
Is that what keeps you going, or does it give you an ulcer?
Well, no, you've just got to keep going until you get it right.
Andre Previn once wrote about the classical concerts he's conducted with some of the finest Western musicians. I've had the healthy and sobering experience of constantly working with music that is invariably better than any performance of it can be. Demanding, a perfectionist, no doubt, Andre Previn's latest performance is on the new solo jazz piano CD, Alone. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
To hear more of Andre Previn's jazz, new and vintage, go to npr.org/music. You'll find all of Night and Day, and I Could Have Danced All Night. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.